Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is brought to you by doTERRA with Carolyn Todd. For those looking for simple ways to eliminate toxins in your home, you can create a fresh, clean environment straight from the plant and free from synthetic fragrances with the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection. Here are a few gems you will find in the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection: On Guard Protective Blend, Serenity Restful Blend, Breathe Respiratory Support Blend, Springy Citrus Bloom, and the one-of-a-kind ultrasonic Laluz diffuser with up to an 8-hour runtime and 3 ambient light settings. Start your order at bit.ly/aromaessentialscollection. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This evening, my guest today is one of the contributing authors to my latest book, which is an anthology called Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. My guest is Miss Amy Matthews. Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And, you know, I want to publicly apologize to you. We've been trying to do this recording since early in the week, and I just had some really interesting things going on. And so she just graciously, you know, worked with me, and we are able to get this done. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no problem. Again, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on.
So, as you know, we launched the book April the 10th, and we have been rocking and rolling ever since. Yes, I've been so excited, and I've actually been busy, because we do have a challenge out, you guys, where each of the authors were asked to be able to sell 50 books. And so, you know, Tarasha Adair right now is in the lead, but Amy is coming up right behind her. And so I'm like, okay, let's get these books sold. And
very good.
Yes. And so I've been seeing your people coming out the woodwork. I know you down in Florida, but there's been a lot of orders going to Georgia.
Yes.
Yes.
And friends.
Yes. And so we have orders going out to Illinois, out to, you know, parts of Texas, of course. And so I'm just so excited. So, again, this will be just a quick teaser interview, because we want people to be able to go out and purchase the book. So I only have 5 questions for you. So are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So what made you want to share your COVID experience?
I think it's very important. Again, it's something that's going on in our society today. Most of the time, what we hear is straight from the news, and to get a personal perspective, different people have different stories. And in the book, you get those different perspectives. So I have a friend that referred me to you in regards to sharing. I love to write, and this was a great opportunity to be able to share a personal testimony. So I was very excited about doing it, to be able to share something, again, that's going on in society, and to be able to try to help someone. So
yeah, I really do believe that our book will help a lot of people, because yes, we hear from so many different perspectives,
right?
And, you know, with the way things are going in the world, I think our book will hit every perspective. Someone will see themselves somewhere in the book.
Yes, definitely.
And you had mentioned, so question number 2, you had mentioned that you like to write. So have you ever written before? Do you have any other previous books or articles or anything that you would like to tell us about?
Well, it comes from basically like a childhood love, writing in high school, being an editor of the newspaper, writing short stories, winning essay contests. And then now, I've never written a book, but that is a goal of mine. So stay tuned.
Okay, okay.
But I have been blogging lately. I've done a couple of blogs for different people and want to continue writing. So looking forward to doing other projects.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you decided to participate in the anthology. And so, you know, I can at least say that that's your first published work.
Even yes.
If you're having some additional works coming out.
Right.
So question number three, prior to experiencing COVID, did you believe it was real or as bad as the media portrayed it? And I want to add a little bit more to that, because one of the reasons that I wanted to write the book was that as a believer, I felt like the world, the media, was sharing so much of the negative, you know, all the people dying and things of that nature. So really, that made people, some people be fearful and some people be skeptical, like, that many people are really dying, you know? And so there was a lot of conspiracy theories, all those kinds of things. So before you experienced it yourself, did you believe that it was real or as bad as the media portrayed it?
I kind of had mixed emotions. I did believe it was real because I knew other people that had COVID before me. And it was a scary experience. So I was kind of fearful about what would happen. I didn't know. And I guess that's the part of it that the news portrayed, like you said, the negative aspect of it. So I really was a lot apprehensive, and having it myself, again, getting a personal perspective, just being able to experience it for myself and trying to overcome the obstacles that I faced as far as anxiety and different things of that nature. It was just a personal experience. So, yes.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, for a lot of people, like you said, just the anxiety of not knowing how you were going to fare, because it was people that was fearful of, you know, being put on a ventilator. So some people didn't want to go to the hospital, you know, and in the story, in the book, you know, one of the authors talk about, you know, almost feeling like they were near death, but they didn't want to go to the hospital, you know? Right. And so the media was really pumping up the fear, and that was unfortunate.
Yes, like you said, being a Christian, that had a lot to do with it. So seeing the negative aspect of it on TV, most of the time you hear about people dying or, like you said, on a ventilator in the hospital, having the experience, my symptoms were very minimal. So that was one thing that I can say. So it was a lot different from some of the other people's stories that I heard about. But just again, trying to stay positive, trying to do what I knew to do, having faith, relying on, you know, positive messages, inspiration to keep me going. I was very fearful of what might happen. So again, it was a challenge on a day-to-day basis, trying to stay positive and not watch the news all the time. My experience was totally different. I knew people that had COVID before, and a lot of different cases. I had heard about people passing away, but I also knew people that survived. And again, some severe cases, some not so severe. And my experience was one of those that was not very severe. So just having a different experience and wanting to, again, be able to share that so people would know that not everybody's case is the same, and you can overcome. It's not, you know, the end of the world. That you can have a positive experience and be able to overcome and, you know, continue to keep on keeping on.
Right. Your mindset that I saw in your story, where, you know, you really focused on self-care and you really focused on, you know, keeping your mind stayed on the right things. And I think that that's really one of the biggest catalysts for making it through without allowing the fear to grip you, because I believe that when we allow fear to grip us like that, sometimes it actually makes the situation worse because we physically respond to fear in that way. So your body constricts, you get tight, your blood pressure goes up, all those things actually exacerbate some of the things that you know, could be experiencing. So you talked a lot about the self-care kind of things that you did to make sure that you stayed as well as possible.
Yes. And again, that was very key for me because I know like staying in the house, being alone, those types of things, again, set in with anxiety and I did not want to have a negative experience. So yes, self-care was very important. Trying to get outside, walk, make sure I, you know, do a bubble bath, something positive to stay uplifted and not get down in the dumps and be depressed about my situation. Again, it was different for me because I didn't have all the negative symptoms or it wasn't very severe for me. So yes, trying to stay positive and continue to do things that I knew would help keep me going. That was very key.
Right, right. Okay, so question number four. You know, I didn't share the title of the book with you guys as we were kind of building, you know, our submissions. But then when we had our meeting, I shared the title with you guys. And it's, you know, Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. And for me, what that where that comes from is that when I was going through my cancer battle, I found a scripture, Isaiah 38:5, that I was standing on. And it and what it basically says is that a prophet came to Hezekiah and told him that it was time for him to get his affairs in order, that the Lord was calling him home. And he was like, no, you know, I still want to do additional things. Yeah, not yet. And so the Lord heard his prayer, heard his cries, and he gave him 15 additional years. And I said, well, Lord, I know you're not a respecter of persons. So if you gave him 15, I'm asking for 30 or more. And so, you know, when COVID came around, of course, nobody wants to experience that. But because I believed the promise that he gave me, then I knew that COVID was not going to take me out. So when you heard the title, what came to mind? Because most of the time when I told people the title, they was like,
very encouraging and inspiring. Again, the positivity, I love it. The promises of God. God gives us a lot of promises in the Bible, and we have to be able to recite those promises back. I just read a daily devotion earlier today about being able to recite things back to God that helps you to be able to, again, overcome anxiety and depression when you're able to memorize things and quote them back.
Yeah, he tells us to bring to his remembrance what he said. And so then that gives us confidence in knowing who he is and that he is going to do what he said he was going to do.
Exactly. Very key. Again, the promises of God. God has given us so many things and we have to be able to rely on that. Again, to keep on keeping on. It's a day-to-day struggle. Everybody has things that they're going on with the pandemic that added extra stress and pressure. Yes. So to stay positive and just rely on those promises of God. God has given us so much. And it's just to think about his grace and his mercy and how he tells us in his word, you know, so many things that he's going to give us, but we just have to remember to rely on those promises and remember that, you know, God has us no matter what.
Yeah. And so the last question, question number five, ties right into what we're talking about. It says, what would you tell others if they were to contract COVID? Because there's a lot of people, even though we have the vaccine now, there's a lot of people that are still so fearful of catching it. And we're also hearing about people catching COVID even after they've been vaccinated. So that's another just kind of like, wow, you know. So what would you tell someone that if they were to contract COVID, what words of encouragement would you give them?
I would just tell, to me, it's all about your mindset, as we've been discussing. If you have a positive mindset, you continue to try to stay positive and be uplifted, that you can make it through. You have to remember, for me, I was taking my vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, taking some elderberry, in addition to the self-care and trying to stay positive, having a positive mindset. But just remember that other people's experience may not be your experience, and what they went through, you might not necessarily go through. Everybody has a different battle. And it depends on your body, what you have going on. So you just have to stay positive and remember to rely on those promises of God, because God brought you here for a reason. and whatever he has for you is for you. So I just encourage people to continue to stay positive. That's my message, just to be positive.
Yes. And then also, let's be wise. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. Yes. So even though you don't want to catch it, you need to do things that are preventative. Take your vitamins, drink your water. You want your physical body on the inside to be in the best state it can be, because COVID likes inflammation. So even if you temporarily change up your eating, so that way you're not eating things that are causing mucus and inflammation in your body, so just making that shift of wisdom right there to be able to prepare your body that if you were to catch it, then you're not in a position where you have high blood pressure and diabetes and this and that going on. Now, if you do have those things going on, you just got to continue every day to try to make a better choice.
You'll have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember to stay on your regimen. Do what you normally do. If you normally, again, go out and walk 30 minutes a day.
Right.
To do those things that you normally do. It's not that you can't go outside. Like you said, do the things that the CDC tells you to do. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to sanitize. All those things are very important.
Yes. And even at the gas station, if you put on gloves, just because there's so many different people touching that, So just being mindful of the thing, the new way of being when you're outside of your home.
Right. And
so thank you so much. So those are the five questions. So now I know you have an organization of your own, correct?
Yes, ma'am. So it's called an Angel's Touch.
Okay. An Angel's Touch. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about it.
An Angel's Touch is my personal organization. Again, I'm the CEO. I do event planning. I also do resume writing and HR consulting, something that I created just from the things that I am passionate about in addition to writing. So if you need any assistance in those areas, please feel free to reach out. I'm on Facebook, also Twitter, Instagram.
Awesome. Awesome. So there you have it, a one-on-one interview with one of the contributing authors of our book, Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. Pick up a book today to learn more about her experience with COVID, as well as mine and the other authors. And again, it is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And also, if you attended the Renewed Vision Conference in the past, we will be doing it again this year. So save the date. It is October 23rd. We will have some dynamic speakers. We have some vendors. And this year, we're going to do it big, and we're going to have a gala. We've been waiting to get out of the house and put on some real clothes and be cute.
Yes.
So tickets are available for pre-order now on my website, rehabyourlife.org. And if you want to be a speaker, I do have one or two more slots open. Or if you're looking for vending opportunities, I will be posting those pretty soon. So thank you so much, Amy. And I see you. I see you coming. You got your sales for your book. You got me busy over here. I just dropped a couple of in the mail today.
Okay, so, very good. I'm coming.
Yes. Thank you.
I got to make it a 50.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Is there anything that, as we wrap up, that you would like to share with the audience? Anything else you would like to say?
Just make sure you get your books. That's the first thing. And then also just make sure you stay safe.
Stay safe. Amen. Thank you. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like,
comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.